640 CFCW, brought to you by Sunstar Nurseries. It's time for Gardening with Sharon. And make sure you mention this if you pop into Sunstar Nurseries on the northeast part of the city, because you will get 20% off any apple tree. And Sharon, talk to me. Fall garden, alter ego, what is happening?
So, what is your fall garden alter ego, Jackie Ray?
I don't know, because I do know whatever I do, it's that's how my garden's going to look in the spring.
Exactly. Fall care has an impact on your spring garden. And basically, there's three versatile strategies for fall garden cleanup. They all have their own impact on plant and soil health, the amount of labor you put in, and habitat for birds, pollinators, and other insects. The one you choose depends on the outcome you're looking for, and you're living a real life. None of them are wrong. Number one is Rambo. So think scorched earth, nothing left. In that, all annuals are pulled, all perennials are cut back, and all the work is in the fall. And then in the spring, everything comes back. Number two is let it go. And who do you think of?
Elsa.
Exactly. It's Elsa. So you have Rambo on one end of the spectrum, and then Elsa is on the other end. Complete opposite. So literally, let it all go. Just let everything die back. Let it go back naturally. Celebrate your garden. Soak up the season. And just let everything die back. And then all the work is in the spring. And then the one in the middle of the road, the poster child for middle of the road, is Goldilocks. With this approach, you sculpt your winter garden basically. Take out what you wish, leave what you'd like to have in there for winter interest, and then enjoy the season as well. So half of the work is in the spring and half of the work is in the fall. And this all actually refers back to a blog that I have featured on my website currently called Three Versatile Strategies for Fall Cleanup. Plus, there is a fall cleanup checklist as this weather is starting to cool down.
So again, we find you where?
You can find me at Instagram, on Facebook, and my website, and it's all called Gardening with Sharon. So come join the fray.